I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When StoryCorps visited Columbia in 2016, Lori Risk talked with her husband James Risk about their family. Here, Lori and James tell the story of how they met and fell in love after being pen pals for 14 years.
You and I met in 1986, a very long time ago. We met in Indianapolis, Indiana at a German convention. I was 16. I think you were still 15 at that age. We were in high school. And we were pen pals for 14 years before we actually were together.
Yeah, so we basically started writing back and forth. This was in the days before email and instant messenger. And so we would write letters back and forth to each other. And they were pretty regular until Lori went off to college, which understandably the demands of college kept you from writing. I knew very early on how I felt about you. I think I've told you this before, that within a couple of years of writing back and forth, I knew that I loved you as more than a friend. But I was in Indiana and you were in Pennsylvania. And at the time, I didn't see how being, you know, that far apart, things would ever work out. Because, you know, as a teenager, you can't figure out those logistics. And so I never thought that we would end up being together. So I never really expressed how I felt. That all changed after you graduated from Duquesne with your master's degree and you started working. And I came out to visit. I think it was over my birthday in the year 2000. I guess that's pretty much the end of the story there. Well,
no.
maybe the beginning of the story, actually.
Yeah, and I, you know, for me, when you and I were writing back and forth, I mean, it was much more common to have pen pals when mm-hmm. you and I were growing up than it is now, and we were friends. And, you know, you were an avid poet, and so you'd share your poetry with me, and I'd give you comments back, and if I thought it was too dark or too sad because you had gone through a breakup or something like that, I'd tell you that. And, you know, I think one of the most fascinating things through that process of you and I writing back and forth, because I was going through college and trying to get my life in order, I wasn't thinking of it in a romantic sense yet. You and I got to know each other through our writing in a way mm-hmm. that most people don't get to know being face to face with
right.
each other for a
right.
long time.
Right.
So when it did come to the point of you coming out to visit that February in 2000, you came out on a Thursday, and I knew by Saturday that I wanted to marry you. And it was just kind of a done deal as far as I was concerned at that point. But yeah, it was very much a friendship for many, many years. And I loved writing letters back then.
When I was writing to you, did you realize that a lot of the poems I was sending you, you were actually the subject of the poem?
I didn't realize that until actually, I did at some point suspect. When I turned 30, as a gift to me, you basically published a booklet of poetry you had written. And as I was reading through it, this light bulb went on that, oh gosh, this could be about me. And I think I even asked you if it was about me. And I think you kind of denied it at the time.
Lori and James Risk at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.